The newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The Emotion audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a standalone self-help program. I am Andrew Richardson and a director of the London Human Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the three factors which create and maintain virtually all depressions, and postnatal depression is no different. And you will also be able to identify the importance of each of these as contributing to your depression feelings since becoming a mother. And there is advice and tools and therapy to heal yourself, and so give you the confidence deep within that there is nothing wrong or bad about you, and you will never experience a depression like this again, if and when you decide to have more children. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this download, you're not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Depression is a word bandied about a lot, and many will talk of being depressed when just feeling down or blue. But those who have really experienced depression, particularly postnatal depression, know in their bones that a depression is much more than this. They will talk of feelings of utter hopelessness, of being completely overwhelmed, or of being enveloped in a mood of black despair. Often this is a palpable, physical feeling of blackness, of tightness, of heaviness and stuckness. And it is horrifying to experience. There is little pleasure or motivation, which seems so wrong for a new mother, and so the challenges you face looking after your baby just seem overwhelming. Well, does this talk to you? Can you recognize something there that you understand because you have experienced this or are experiencing this? The first of the three factors that create and maintain a depression, and a postnatal depression is no different, and this is important to realize, revolves around your sleeping. And by understanding this connection, you can also understand that the experience of being a mother for the first time, or for a second time, if the first experience was very hard, can manufacture depression feelings in the brain. And from this understanding, you will know what you can do immediately to reduce the brain's power to hurt you and weaken you. And you will realize that your postnatal depression is neither genetic nor an affliction caused by hormonal changes through the pregnancy and the birth. You need to know a little bit about why you dream. And we dream for a very simple reason: to let go of the worries and other emotions that came up that day for us and that are still there at the end of the day, unresolved and incomplete and nagging away at us and filling us up and clogging us up. And by being able to let go of these emotions every night by dreaming, those vital emotional templates are kept in good working order for when we really need them next. And dreaming dissolves the strong, unresolved emotion of that day by acting the emotion out in our dreaming imagination. The effect is a bit like a circle being completed. And of course, with a new baby, there is a host of things that can cause worry. One worry can be over the health of the baby. A newborn baby seems so fragile and helpless and needs so much of your love and attention. And it is easy to forget how strong that baby is and that he or she knows very well how to survive and prosper. Or you may worry about your physical and emotional capacity to give and to care as is needed. This is a typical worry. And there are others, perhaps related to the changing relationship with the father of the baby and other family members, or over money and the massive change that is happening in your life and to your independence, or just worrying over the feelings you have, which do not seem to